child.
This call is being recorded.
You had many people, friends, loved ones around you, family. You might remember that scene. Or you might remember a scene where you were just solitary, you were all alone. That's the one you want now. You're all alone. You're on this beach. The ocean is in front of you. Your feet are in the sand. You feel as you burrow your feet down into the sand, you can feel the warmth. The sun has warmed up this sand. Feel your connection with the earth. You also are aware of the sounds here, the sound of the ocean waves coming in, sound of the seagulls flying overhead, all of the typical sounds that you have at a beach, the smells, the salt air. Then the feeling of the peace and calm, the heightened bliss that you have in this beach area. Because here you're one with the earth, sand under your feet, the water in front of you. You may have even gone down to the water's edge. Feel your feet now in the sand and in the water, feeling the consciousness of both, feeling the oneness all around you, the quiet, the solitude that is here, except for the sounds of the ocean and the seagulls overhead. Really get in touch now with the smells, the feeling, the negative, that the negative ions bring here. For here, it is not as three-dimensional as you normally experience. Now you are feeling the higher fourth dimension, and even into the fifth dimension. We're having now a fifth dimensional experience. You're one with everything, feeling the consciousness all around you. Consciousness in within the water. Water may even be talking to you. Maybe sharing with you, or the earth herself, feeling that consciousness within the earth, within Gaia, making you one with her. I want you to imagine sometime in the not too distant future, where you might be at this beach at a certain time. You're feeling all these energies. And all of a sudden, you see a wave of color, a wave of energy, many colors within that energy, slowly moving towards you. Almost like a rainbow that is moving towards you now. It's coming closer and closer. You're feeling a heightened sense of expectation, becoming very excited, calmly excited though, knowing that this is it. This is what you have been waiting for thousands and thousands of years in this evolution, knowing that at some time this would come, this wave of energy, this wave of higher consciousness moving toward you. And finally, it is there. It is now merging with you. You feel a heightened sense of awareness and higher consciousness as a result of this wave. It could be a wave of color, it could be the violet wave, the violet fire, however it is for you. Feel the intenseness of this energy. At this point, a leap of consciousness happens within you. Become more consciously aware outside of the 3D realm, consciously aware of the connection with all things, the earth, planets around the earth, around the sun herself, on the sun, out into the galaxy, the galactic central sun, and beyond, all the way to the source of this universe. The connection, the oneness with all things. This moment, a blink of an eye, feel this connection, this oneness. Though it may not last, but in this moment you feel it. In this moment, everything is right in your world. Everything is perfect in the perfect moment. You feel more gratitude than you have ever felt before, and a heightened sense of bliss than you have ever felt before. Also in these moments, in the connection to everything and everyone, you feel the joy around the planet at this moment. Everyone is experiencing what you are experiencing now. Different levels, but all are experiencing something that is completely out of the ordinary. Something that raises you up to the higher levels of consciousness than you have ever known in this lifetime, in many of the previous lifetimes. Also in this moment, you have the fleeting remembrances coming back to you, as if a kaleidoscope of memories appeared in front of you, similar to what people feel when they have those near-death experiences. They have that life, maybe other lives, flickering before them. Remembering so much. Remembering who you are. Because of this wave of consciousness, because of this changeover that is happening, you are forever altered. Altered into a higher level of consciousness, a higher vibration. Will not let you retreat back into the third dimension. You will have graduated at this point. You will have moved beyond the illusion, beyond the matrix. Into the knowing of the fifth dimension, also your connection now, those other dimensional levels and those other multidimensional selves, connection to that, of course, to your higher self. It is the connection to your higher self at this point that will bring all of these remembrances back to you, bring this heightened sense of consciousness, almost to the point where, even for a moment, you have a knowing of the universe. Even though it may not last, those moments, you know so much. Yourselves now begin to drift back from this beautiful place, this beautiful image, back toward your physical body, back into your physical body, into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. Bringing that heightened sense of consciousness and bliss and oneness, connection of all, back in with you. I am Saint Germain. I come to be with you at this time, in these moments. Continue the process, this process that you started long ago. You first came here to this evolution, when you first volunteered to arrive here. All of the lifetimes that followed after, all bringing this process forward, not only for you, but for all of mankind. Bringing it to the point that it is now, where you are more and more focusing on being in the now. All of the programming that you have grown up with, both this lifetime and previous ones, all of that programming is beginning to fall away, becoming distant memories that hold no more sway in your life at this time. All of that negative programming of fear, of sorrow, of loss, all being replaced with love, with higher vibration that brings you into higher consciousness. That is where you are all operating now. Yes, it is true that you find yourself straddling between the worlds, between the dimensions. One moment you are in the third dimension, wallowing in the continued programming. And the next, you are able to free yourselves, move out of that illusion, into higher vibrations and the bliss that comes with those higher vibrations. More and more you are realizing that you are able to maintain that higher consciousness, those higher vibrations, longer and longer, because you are learning. You are learning the process of doing so, of how to move it up into higher vibration. But when you first heard that term, that idea, move into higher vibration, all of you wondered at that time, well, that sounds wonderful, but how do I do it? And over the years, throughout this process of remembering, you have done exactly that. You have remembered how to do it. And it is now becoming a commonplace thing for you, part of your daily life, lives. Be able to do this, to be able to raise your vibration at a moment's notice, at a moment's whim. You do it in many ways. You do it by finding yourself out in nature, with the sun beating down on you. You do it by finding yourself near water, experiencing the consciousness of the water that you know now exists within that water. You do it by taking in the life force of the food that you were eating. If there doesn't seem to be a lot of life force in those foods, you create the life force in those foods. You do it through your belief system, through your knowing. You do not have to be poisoned by the foods that you eat, as the programming has shown that you are. You have raised out of that. It is all just programming. It is true that those of the great yogis, the masters, can be bitten by a rattlesnake and have no sense of ill at ease from this, no effect whatsoever. But even beyond that, they would never be bitten by the rattlesnake to begin with, because it is their friend. It is their oneness with that rattlesnake, or that spider, or whatever it might be. Whatever is in the old programming is old programming now. It has been purged out by the violet flame within each and every one of you. Know that as you continue on, as you continue moving through this process and moving closer and closer to where your vibrations can match ours and can match those of the galactics, your galactic families. They are out there waiting for you. Many are here also waiting for you, walking among you, as Kara has told you. We walk among you, and we do. There have been times when many of you have been in our proximity. You just did not know it. You were not quite ready for that connection. More and more of you are beginning to understand that you do have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. That your third eye is more and more open now. Now that you have your soul star chakra open and activated, it will only add to that activation as you continue to work with the chakra centers. It is all up to you, each and every one of you, both as individuals and as a collective group, to continue this process forward. And as you continue this process forward, you open it up to many more outside of you in this group. That is what you are all here to do. Yes, to individually ascend, but also to assist your brother and your sister in doing so as well. Reach out as Archangel Michael has asked you to do, as Sananda has asked you to do. Reach out your light to others around you, both consciously and unconsciously, knowing that wherever you walk, when you are in those higher vibrations, your light walks with you. Know that. Spread your light. Share it. All that you come in contact with, so that they can begin to this awakening process as well. Many of you wonder, what can I do? What can I do to raise the vibrations of the planet? The answer is, you are already doing it. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now with the violet flame to continue to purge out any of the old programming that still remains, and ask for Archangel Michael to come with his flaming blue sword of truth to sever any of the remaining psychic ties still may be holding you down to this three-dimensional illusionary world. Be at peace. Be at love. Be at oneness. With yourselves and with everything around you.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here. You can unmute your phones now. We do not have Shoshana with us at this time, so we will trudge forth and do what we can to assist you in your answers to your questions, if you have any. Do you have questions here for one who serves? No message to follow at this point, but we will see as your questions often bring messages forward as well. Any questions for you?
Greetings. A question from Moses. I wanted to learn more about, I know there are many councils, but I would like to know a little bit more about the purpose of the Galactic Council. Thank you.
It is not council, it is many councils. And they are meeting all of the time, you might say. In terms of your time frame, it is very often. In terms of our time, it is just simply in the now. But there are many that are occurring because there is so much that is happening, not only here on this planet, but throughout this entire solar system and even the galaxy. And so many councils, even outside of the galaxy, have become involved in this as well. Because what happens here on this planet reverberates across, not only across the solar system and across the galaxy, but even outside into galaxies beyond. So that is what we would say to this at this time. There are councils upon councils upon councils. And you yourselves, each one of you, have either been in these councils before or are destined to be a part of them as you continue on through this process. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Was there more clarification requested here, Moses?
No, thank you. Well, perhaps if you could tell us maybe what is their purpose? What is it that they do? They coordinate, they plan, what is their purpose?
All of the above. Just as when you would have a meeting or a group coming together or even a council, it is the same similar type of thing, coming to create plans, plan A, B, C, D, F, and so on, and preparing all of this ascension process that you are going through has been prepared long ago within these councils, where they say what they think, especially in the beginning, when many that were meeting at those times said, those earthlings, those humans will not be able to bring this about. They will not be able to have their ascension here, not in this short period of time. But you have proven them wrong. And they have had to move from plan A, B, and C to D, E, and F, and so on. And that is why they continue to meet and create and continue to create this plan as it moves forward. Okay?
Thank you, Kai.
Yes. Are there other questions here? Nothing further?
I have a question. Oh, go ahead.
I have a question to you for you.
Yes.
This is my neighbor who is in some of our higher thinking and that, but not so much. But she had a dream about me, and she wants it interpreted, but she is not on the call. She cannot be on the call. They don't have a phone. And I wouldn't mind knowing the interpretation. She said she saw me, that I had a little round like button in the middle of my forehead, and she said it had some kind of a signet, some sign in it, but she didn't recognize it, and that I had a saw in my hand, and I was sawing our place in half because we have like a condominium. And that meant that we would be together, that it divided, it separated us from being divided. And she said she'd like to know what that dream means.
It is very difficult to give an interpretation of someone's dream to one who is not there to receive the interpretation. But we can give it from the standpoint of where you are, dear Rita. In that she saw the button in the middle of your forehead, and you know what that represents, do you not?
I do, and I couldn't explain it to her. I did a little bit, but she wouldn't on our level to understand. And I think I know what the insignificant was, the meaning inside the sign, but she didn't describe it. She said she couldn't see it. I think it's... Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you continue.
Okay. When it's in Revelation about the 666, or maybe that's not it, the sign in the middle of our forehead, I think it's when after I ascend, and in the first wave, let's say I go in the first wave, and then I come back, and I will have a sign of some kind for the other ones on the second wave to understand who I am, and I can explain to them, and it shows that I'm here to help. And but I can't understand the saw, what I was doing with the saw, and it's a symbol, I'm sure, of more. It's cutting or dividing or whatever. What is your take on that?
Well, what have you already known as far as Archangel Michael's sword?
Okay.
In this case, though, it is being shown as a saw, and it is very similar, though, to dividing, to creating the division of the old from what is new now. Getting rid of, you might say, those psychic ties that continue to hold one to this three-dimensional world here. That is what we would say here. And you are correct about the symbol in the middle of the forehead in terms of the number or the the number of the elect. That is correct.
Well, I have been befriending her, and she is in on the things with Trump and the government and all, but the spiritual side, I'm easing her into that. We went out to lunch, and I talked to her as close as I can, a little bit by little, that I'm not saying too much, and she might run out of the restaurant and run home and leave me to walk, in other words. Thank you so much. That really makes me feel that I can tell her in a way that she will accept it.
Yes, you do not want her running from the restaurant screaming, lunatic, lunatic.
Well, it has happened before. Only they say I'm crazy.
Ease her into it. Ease her
I beg your pardon?
You say ease her into it.
That's what I've been doing little by little. She took care of my cat while I came to the advance and all that, and watered my flowers. And yes, I am, and she's very interested. She is getting more and more. And I send her messages also that comes across, like Archangel Michael's and Michael Love and all that. And she's coming along really well. Thank you so much.
You might want to consider having her come over to your home when you are doing this call and have her on the call with you.
Yeah, I have. And she says she will. And I don't want to push her too long, keep reminding her, but she will. I'm sure she will. She's got a son, Stephen, that's almost 25, and he's read Saint Germain's discourses and things like that. Well, he's really awake. He is really waking up. He already came with it. He's just a doll. He just really is. He takes care of me, too. He runs over here and takes my trash out and everything, and I don't ask him to. It's really, they are wonderful neighbors. Thank you.
Very good. Are there any other questions here?
Yes, Swami Sir, this is Lisa. I have been feeling a movement towards meeting up with the inner earth, our inner earth family members, and feeling very strongly that we're right, like humanity basically, where the inner earth beings are ready to begin to make contact with certain individuals and then maybe have like interactions with more and more of humanity. And I was just wondering if this is what you, from where your perspective is that what you're seeing is kind of like up next on the agenda in this ascension of the planet? Does that need to occur, or is that happening prior to the big wave, the big event? Is that part of the preparation? Is that what you guys are seeing happening?
They are awaiting arrival just as you are, in terms of rather they are looking toward their emergence from the inner earth into coming to the surface and being a part of, once again, a part of the family and bringing families together in this respect.
Mm.
They have been preparing for this. In fact, they have located all of their entrances and not opened them, but have them prepared to be opened when the time comes. Now, the time is the issue here in terms of vibration, of course. And as the vibrations continue to increase, then the time for this would grow shorter and shorter. So they are ready. You are ready. That is just what needs to be is the collective consciousness of the planet needs to be ready. Now, there is something that is blocking this, and that you know of as the dark forces, the cabal, the Illuminati, all of that are continuing to postpone and hold these things back. Your revaluation, your global currency reset, all of these things, the event, all of this is being held back because of those forces that are still not in control, but are still believing they are in control and have the populace believing that they are still in control. And that is what is causing the delays here in all of this. Otherwise, you would have already had your disclosure of the galactics. You would have already had your revaluation. You would have already had your connection with those in inner Earth and so on. All of these things would have possibly happened already, but are, again, are being held back because of the various programming that is still holding the vibrations of the collective down somewhat. But it is changing. It is changing rapidly. And the wave, the event of the wave, or we should say the waves that are coming, are still coming. And they are going to increase and increase and increase, because those of the blue avians, the guardians, they are allowing more and more of these energies to come through. Whereas before, they were blocking much of this because those here on the planet were not ready for these energies. But that is changing. Okay?
Yes, thank you. I have a question for Serge. Yes. To the question what Lisa asked, but only a little different way. You know who serves that some part of humanity maybe will be never ready to raise their because they're still living in 3D and they seem they no idea about existence of anything. So do we need to wait for all of them all the time? And this is what Galactus keeps saying: we need to wait and wait and wait. So how much we need to wait is that? Because
the answer to your question is no. You do not need to wait that long. They are not going to wait that long. Those
okay.
of the Galactics, Company of Heaven, all are
okay.
not going to, and those in inner Earth are not going to wait for this. You cannot wait for all of the population, only a certain percentage, a certain vibration to be reached. And once that percentage of the population has awakened enough and raised the vibration enough across
mm-hmm.
the planet, then all will proceed as it needs to at that time. That is what you are waiting for at this point.
Can you tell us the percentage or you can't?
It is approximately over the 50%. There must be over 50% that are moving towards service to others as opposed to service to self.
So the last question, two little questions. Do you know what percentage we are now?
That we cannot give at this point, but you can
okay.
get an understanding of it somewhat by pursuing or looking at the Schumann resonance and how that has been spiking and increasing many times over the last several months here,
okay.
as we've been, and we'll continue.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes. Would there be any other questions here?
Yes. This is Lorelei, one who serves.
Yes.
I'm working on not being activated by the false flags and people being shot massively all the time. But I have a similar wondering as my brothers and sisters out there as to is Trump and the are they knowledgeable about this? Do they understand that this is all being, you know, orchestrated? And if so, is there any kind of reason why they haven't brought this forward? It's hard for us to understand, because it would seem like if you bring this forward, that would change a lot of the consciousness. It would seem that way.
What we can tell you is your President Trump was read in from the very beginning. and knows of the great plan and all of the workings of the plan, and has been overlit much by Saint Germain at times, and although he does not have a conscious knowing of this, he does know that he is paramount, very important to the overall plan here, and is pursuing the plan as the best he can within the circumstances that he is in. For he is fighting a great battle within the government of the United States, as well as across the entire planet and all of the many other governments as well. But all of this is moving forward, and the what is called the draining of the swamp is going through here. And it is not only the draining of the swamp here in this country, in the America, it is also the draining of the swamp across all of the governments throughout the entire planet. This is what is occurring and will continue to occur. But it is the people, the vibration increased within the population, not the governments themselves, but the population, the people, which is what is doing this here. As the people rise, not in revolution, but in evolution, this is what is bringing this forward much, much quicker than many of those aforementioned councils earlier had believed would be possible.
Okay. I guess to us it doesn't look so quick, but all right, thank you.
Remember, for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. Would there be any other further question? We need to release channel here if there is no further
question. I have a question. This is Cynthia.
Yes.
I've become more and more aware of one of my multidimensional selves. And it, she feels like me, although, and I know she is, but she's more aware probably of me than I am of her. And I don't think she's in a physical body or anything. My question is, as you merge more and more with your higher self and your multidimensional selves, knowing more, do they keep whatever body they're in when they raise up, like, or they all merge with me? Or is it just the consciousness merges with me and my higher self, and they keep maybe the body they're in, if it's a higher vibration or whatever?
As
do you understand?
As one goes through the ascension process as the personality, that personality will continue, just as the Yeshua continued, you see? And the Yeshua and as Sananda as one, Sananda being the higher self of Yeshua, but then there is a higher self over Sananda as well, you see? So it is that as the personality moves through the ascension, that personality continues within the whole, within the oneness of the higher self. Okay, and all of those multidimensional selves that are a part of this. And they remember.
Okay, so you can actually, even though you're aware of them and have some knowings of them, you can actually, like when you're in the fifth dimension, meet them?
Yes.
Like, and they're bodies or avatar bodies, whatever. Okay.
Not so much of a meeting as you are understanding it, because that is a three-dimensional perspective. But
yes,
it would be as a connecting rather than meeting.
Okay. So at that point, you don't even need to really connect physically because you'll be so connected.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
We take one further question if there is, otherwise we release John.
I have something.
Yes.
This is Margaret, and I just want to use this platform at this moment to publicly tell my family out there, it has been 2 years today since I had a triple bypass heart surgery, and I just want to express my gratitude for every breath I have taken in the past 2 years.
That is wonderful. Wonderful. Can we ask a question of you?
Absolutely.
What has been the miraculous recovery that you have had? Was it because of the surgery that you had, or was it because of the vibration that it has increased since that surgery?
It has been my determination towards ascension and my strong belief that I am here for a reason. Since the surgery, I was actually in a high-speed police chase. I was hit by a car that the police were chasing at 80 miles an hour in February. And on three different levels, I could have been taken out in a moment, and I wasn't. And I have a very strong conviction that I'm here for a reason. I'm not totally sure exactly what it looks like now, but the hope in ascension and the hope and the belief in who I am and my higher self, despite some physical recovery, has been what's kept me going. And you and this family have been a huge part of that. I've been very quiet on the phone calls during my recovery, but I wanted to proclaim this today.
Wonderful. Can we give you something here that you may not have been aware of, but deep down you might have had an inkling of this?
Absolutely.
You had a contract. You had a contract that was going to take you out of the situation in those particular situations that arose. You altered the contract in your moving forward through hope, as you described it, toward the ascension process. Somewhere along the way, whether consciously or unconsciously, you said no more to that contract that you were wanting to continue on. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And so I really appreciate your feedback, and I take that as a confirmation that I'm on the right path.
You certainly are.
Thank you so very, very much.
We do need to release channel here now. And what we would say to you, to all of you, is to continue through the process. We know that at times you become disconsolate and you say, when is this going to happen? What have they been feeding us? We have taken the red pill, and we want everything to happen and change and all of this, but it is not happening. And you become disillusioned is a good word here for this. And we would say to you, do not become disillusioned, because you are so close now that you can literally reach out and touch someone, or reach out and grab it. Okay? Keep going. Don't stop. Keep spreading the light wherever you can, whenever you can, however you can. And all of this will lead to raising to the higher vibrations, the collective consciousness of the planet. And as this happens, you will move closer and closer to the many waves of the event, and then finally the event, the changeover itself. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Shanti.
Thank you.